my gosh, it's so nice today. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I don't want to really talk about the weather, but it really makes me so happy, so I have to tell you. So if you are in somewhere in the world, this is the best time to visit Korea. Hey everyone, this is Minsu from the Go Standard podcast with Minsu Go. So if you haven't listened to my podcast, I am your host and I talk about all kind of story and to be the gold standard. My background is fitness and I've competed since 2010, got champion, I both in Korea and the United States. So a lot of like fitness group, but I did study business. So I got my public relations and MBA in Texas. So I do have a little bit of everything, like not really American. I'm totally Korean because I was born and raised in Korea for about 20 years. And then I moved to the States and I got my education there. And that's when I met with fitness. So this is a long story, so you probably don't want to know about my story. But if you do, you should definitely check it out, my other episode as well. Today I am by myself in this studio. I normally with Joy, but yeah, I'm here today. So if you are alone, don't feel sorry, don't feel bad, because I am here with you. Today I thought about like, oh well, you know what, I really wanted to talk about my story and the life of bikini competitors, because I recently, or yesterday, I read the articles or news about this young lady who started competing and who's been just trying to compete, and she just died due to not right functioning due to the protein intake. Well, it's not like for everyone, and she had a special body circumstance, so it was not just right for her, but she didn't know that she had that issue. So later on she just realized after, well, she passed away, and the mother, and then they found out what the causes of the death. So if you want to know the more like detailed stories, then you can check out my Facebook or others SNS social media, and I also posted things, but that's not the why that that's not the things that I want to talk to you about. But basically, I know many of young girls, they wanted to be a fitness model and they getting into bikini competitions. And as I've done it, like I started my competing since 2010, and it is been like 7 years now. Am I active? Well, I should have said no. I was going to compete last year, but then things came up and I did not. And now how I feel is more, I'm really, really not into that industry anymore for so many different reasons. So in this episode, I wanted to share with you feel my so just like the life of bikini competitors, how I got into it, but then why I quit, and what I think about it, what other fitness competitors going through, and if you're considering to getting into fitness modeling industry, and it might help you to open your eyes and then to see if that's really, really what you want. So over the years, I also trained bikini competitors and I had a seminars because I was the first bikini champion in Korea. So many people who came to my seminars were bikini competitors or people who won the show. You have no idea how many girls who won the show and they have no idea what to do next. And I can see what they're going and why that causes and what they're going through. So I know it may be hard for you to understand, but basically they come and then they get lost and then they cry. And it is quite emotional things, but it happens. It happens to pretty much all of us. I was one of them. And that's why it's very important for you to understand and I mean, getting into just start working out is it's always good. And setting goals are always good. And setting goals to compete that actually give you more motivations for your train and you work harder. And that's all good part. But what happened is once you get there, you win the show. And then if you get like fifth, yeah, then you work for like to be like third or second or even first, right? So I don't want to say lucky, but I was fourth my first competition. Then I got the first, the second ones. And when I get there and a lot of people like, yeah, wow, like you're pushing. So you don't really think much other than just winning the show or more success or accomplishment. So all I did over the years when I competing, it's like really work, train, like eat, train, sleep. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad thing that you are into something, you dedicate all your time and effort and one thing. But what you really have to, what I had to understand was like why I'm doing this for and what I want to get out of it, you know? So I think it's very important that you do know what you want and then like what really makes you happy. When I won the championships and right after I got into many fitness competitors, what they do getting into is like fitness modeling. Model sounds really good, right? So everybody's like, oh, I'm fitness model. Like, yes, like anybody can be a fitness model. Anybody can say I am fitness competitor because if they compete, yes, you are a competitor. But I have seen many girls are when they get into modeling, they just take a bunch of photos, but you do have to know what you want from the photos. Otherwise, photographers or other people gonna just tell you what they want from you. Like, you gotta understand this industry is like, they see female competitors as a product. So they need to make money, and to make money, people come to see the ladies, not the men. So maybe for some, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? So, and to make this show more successful, you do need a more beautiful, like, woman and, like, hotter or better body and so on. And less clothes is better. So some competitions you see, like, it's getting really, like, I don't want to say worse, but like there is no really fine line, like even wearing thongs, or it's not really like they do have restrictions on what kind of body, you know, suits you can wear. But now a lot of people can get confused, like what's art, what's the fine line. I mean, it's not my positions to tell you what's right or what's not, what's porn or what's art, you know. It's only in you. You know, if you are doing this for yourself and you do cherish your body, and then because your body is an artwork, and that's how I see. Like, I do believe that all the hard work that I put in into gym and then all that, and then my body was the result. And I do believe that I am sculpting my body, so I am the artist. So when I present, I do want it to carry that, not I'm just like human, just it's not just body, but it's the art. But you really have to be careful how you present yourself and how you carry yourself, because whatever your intention is, people who see you might think differently. Well, it's not your fault. If they want to think something completely wrong, then that's their fault. But a lot of girls or a lot of people, they just forget their first like intentions or why they're doing it, or they just thinking about how they would look like in other people's views. So they take up more clothes to show, like, to please other people. Like, that's like one thing. Like, if you take off your clothes to please other people, you know, or I mean, a lot of girls I see in Korea, I see it's even like, whoa, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, like, what I'm saying is, I can see what the movement's going, why people showing more boobs or butts and all that, and then they do like really provocative like positions on the studio, I mean stage. And there are many factors that are going on. One is like the whole industry have been changing like that way. And second, like you wanted to look your butt bigger, so you keep like bending over more and more and more, which is like really really like not good looking if you are behind or behind, well, if somebody's looking at your butt, you know. But like guys would definitely would like you, just enjoy watching you like that. But think about it, if you do have your child or children or other people are watching you, you gotta think about how I would look like. I mean, it is very difficult to talk about, because like when I started competing in 2010, it wasn't like that level. But now I don't know, like the movement, the whole the posing things has been changed, and then now they're like bending, like sticking up at your, yeah, sticking out your butt, it becomes really like just like regular pose, which is quite sad for me. So after like I see all the girls, like why they do it, especially in here, because Korea is a very conservative country, it has been, and for women, there is no really right or excuses to show their like inner like desires to show their beauty or their body and things like that. So it's really good quotation mark excuse for them to be, oh, I'm competing, so I get on stage, I'm like half naked, and then I'm gonna bend over. I don't want it to see that way, because it was me before competing. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do that. But then I start competing, and I was the one who wear bikinis. I really presented myself, but I didn't really think that was what was going on. I really work hard to get the body, and then it was not for other people, it was for me. It was me working hard. But once I get into more bodybuilding, I realize the dirty little like stories or secrets in the industry. So it's not all the always, and probably you may not even know, but I've realized many people taking drugs to maximize their physique. So it is very difficult if you are a natural athlete to compete against all those, right? But I mean, you still have a chance to win as a natural competitors, because I have done it several times. It's probably getting harder because now more people taking drugs. So and also, many people are depending on the surgery part, because they realize, oh, I cannot do this and I need to get surgery. So it was very sad things for me to see early, like 2012, 13, or I mean 13, 14, or 15 in Korea. Those like, competitors, like, they come to me and then they says, oh, I need to do boob job. I need to get a boob job. Like, I need to do breast implants before I train. Like, they have forgotten like what's really important, like to what's the real meaning of bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is building your body, not putting fake body, you know. And it's not like, let's take drugs so we can get more muscle. Let's see who can get more muscle taking, or who can take more drugs, you know. That's not what's bodybuilding about. At least that's not what's bodybuilding to me. So for me, it was very, very admiring work that we as a human being, we try work hard to beat the genetic and to beat the weakness of what we have and overcome this. I mean, there are certain things that you can never change, like your bone structure. I do have a narrow hip bone and there's nothing that I can do about it, right? But I still want the show, you know how? Because I work hard to get bigger glutes, and then I present to emphasize my body the best it can be. So that's all about the bodybuilding. But now I see many people, a lot of like in the bodybuilding scene, also politics, like who train with you, you are with whom, or you know this judge, or you pay this judge, or you do have a relationship with this associates, and things like that. So it's not like if you're 5th or 10th, it's not really works much of it, but if you get into more close to the top, like always 1st, 2nd, 3rd, something like that, it is quite sad. I mean, it's not always, yes, you definitely, I did not know much about it and I was still new, but I still won the show, so it can still happen to you. But I've seen after that, and I thought maybe I could be the like champions and doing this and that, because it's like natural things. You want more, you know, you want more success and you drive for it. And I don't think that's a bad thing. That's really good because you are motivated to do something. But bottom line is, if you do not know why you want it, why you're going for the top, then that's when you collapse really bad. That's what I've seen through my other competitors who come to me to listen to my seminars. Like, oh, like, because they feel like nothing. You know what happened? Again, this bodybuilding industry promoters, their goal is to make money, not to help you to be a better athlete or anything like that. So for them, they want new face all the time. That's like entertainment industry, right? They don't want just one person is keep winning and then show them. I mean, some people, yes, top some athlete, they become a star because they do need a star so that people want to look up to them, and then they look up to them and then they set the goal, say, oh, I want to get there, I want to be like them, you know? Yeah, there are people like that, but most of them are, even though you win the first, it's not gonna really get you there where you want, but you feel like you became somebody. That's when a lot of fitness competitors get like ruined their whole mental or like relationship things, because now they have so much ego, like, oh, like, okay, I'm the star, like, okay, I can do this better. And then they're really caught up with this, just what they see, which is not really like, I mean, glamorous like things you see, but it's not really so much if you really deep into look at it. So you have to really see why you're doing this. I mean, yes, absolutely, you do this for your accomplishment and you set goals and higher and better you, but without knowing like what you want. Like, so I wanted from starting, like, I had to win the show. I wanted to be the champion because I wanted to send out my message for many ladies, especially my country, Korea and Asia, where people, where women or where people in general think that female has to be thin and slim, no muscle, and that's like pretty woman, or that's the woman should look like. That was the mindset, and I wanted people to realize not like muscle body is better than skinny body. No, that was not the point. But my point was being healthy. Being healthy is how important, and as a result, you're gonna get a nice toned body. But being healthy is a beautiful thing. Having a healthy body will give you a healthy mind. And because of that, your life will be better. You will have a better quality of your life, your relationship is going to be better. But what I see in this industry, like, people become like champion and they want like, oh, and then they see other things, oh, this guy can help me to get there, or they, I mean it's like, it's not my business for other people, like, and then and things like that. But I've seen many of my friends, they break up with their current boyfriend or divorce their husband because they thought that fitness is their life and their life has been changed. But you really have to remember, like you might change your lifestyle, but being healthy in a healthy ways, but you don't want it to be think about like going extremely killing yourself and then ruin your current relationship. If that was, I mean, you don't know if that was worth it or not. Many people, they realize, after they leave their current spots or current positions and realize, oh, they made a mistake. But some people, they really are happy with their current life because that was totally, yeah, so she was supposed to go in this way, but then the other person was not supporting her or whatever. So it's just so different, like person to person, but that was not really the point. What I'm saying is, still, you are not changing. You don't want to change yourself due to the sports. You always be you and then know what you want, and then you, this exercise is gonna just make you better. So in my case, I had a clear goal. My goal was not just winning and like, okay, what's next or anything like that, but more, I wanted to have this and then I can keep spreading the words. It is still hard because people want to see the result, like instant result, that, oh, she's what? She's the first, or she's, you know? So many people even don't really know who I am because now 17, and in Korea, I was a winner in 2014. So I have find another way to share my or spread my message, and that is now YouTube. Because I do believe that it doesn't matter at the end of the day, just become a champion or winning the show, it's actually for your pleasure, it's for you, but it's really important that you think about the journey, you learn from the journey. It's not so much about the outcome, it's but the journey you have gone through. So it was not always good. When I think back, I wish I've done this. But still, without those times, there is going to be, there's no Minsugo. Like, there's no the ghost never with Minsugo. Because I spent those times and suffered and sacrificed. That's why I can just say things to you right now. So I'm not even close, like, yeah, I'm not the like world, like the number one bodybuilding champion. No, but what I know is we don't always have to be, I mean, to be the like really well, like known, it's not only about your talent, you do have to have someone else's help, but also support. So I don't wanna say bad things, but you know that some people, famous people, they are there not always like pure way, you know what I mean, right? So I see, especially in the bodybuilding world, I know many people like are taking drugs, and I see so many girls are taking drugs. They are even bikini girls, and I've met this girl that she has a pretty nice body. It's like, oh, she's pretty good. But then I was so shocked when I spoke to her. She was only like 23 years or 22 even, but she already started taking hormone like drugs. So she lost her voice completely. You know, for those who do not know, for like girls who take testosterone or some sort of drugs, like, you know, hormone change, and they will have symptoms like losing their voice, like become a boy, like, oh, hey guys. It is very, I don't know, it's like, I cannot judge. If you wanna take it, do it. But know that the consequences. A lot of girls, like, they just have no idea what to expect, but they just, like, people, like, they'll train and say, oh, means you should take it, or you should do this. And then they just follow them. And then they see the result, then, oh, yeah. So there's so much to talk about this drug and crazy story. But I will talk to you about this whole drug scene in the next couple episodes. I will interview one of my close friends, Jason Powell, who has been in the industry for a while, who is also a natural bodybuilder, and he knows a lot about drug and, you know, scenes more than I do. I don't really know anything about it because I was never interested in, or I was never into it. But it is very serious issues now because I've seen many people have died due to overdosing those drugs. I mean, you don't know when you don't know when you're 20, 30s, and you just kept taking it. But just one day, you're just gone. And I thought it would be good to talk about the topic. And I also had this 25-year-old trainer in my gym, and he's been asking me some questions, and he says, well, I don't really want to compete and I don't want to become like winner, but I'm interested in taking drugs. And he wanted to see, because he's working pretty hard, but it's hard to see the results, so he wanted to see how can, you know, change his body, like, you know, how much he had to work, and he's kind of want to see the results. So, well, I thought it would be nice to talk about it now, as a motivator, as a being natural athlete. And I think it's very important that you don't do anything to harm your body or health. You only do things for you, for good. So we'll talk about that for next time. And I also had a friend told me that he got messages, like, it's very easy to get access, like getting drugs, like he get messages like if he wanted to buy this, and that is so sad. It really hurt my feel, well, not my feeling, but it's very sad to see that, because I love the sport so much. I do love it, and I really respect this athlete, and then all these athletes should have the respect, or they earn the respect, because not because you take drugs and depend on drugs and then you get there, because you really work hard and you work against yourself, you know what I mean? But they are now, the girls are focusing on getting boob job or getting fake implant on their butt or surgery, having a better face, or they don't even work out, like crying out loud, like you need to work out. Okay, workout is the most important things, and then it comes later after that. If you think that you do need some support, your boobies and then all that, then yeah, it is your choice. But don't do that for the show. Don't do it. Well, at the end of the day, you do want it. That's why you're getting it. Because that'll happen to you, for female especially. If you're working out, you will lose your boobs, because your boobs are made up out of your fat. But what I've realized, competing is not really, it's not healthy way. It's not healthy at all. You might look good. For your eyes, but super lean, like 10% body fat, and we are not designed to be that body fat. I'm not saying that, okay, become like 25%. No, you can still lean and tone, but still be healthy. That is the point, right? And same thing with the guys. You don't have to have 2% body fat, because that's not healthy. It's like we are going backward. Like, let's move forward, let's think about how we can enhance our body, get stronger, leaner, healthier, and, you know, just better you. And now I'm focusing on really like health, and then longevity. It's like your life quality is more important than quantity. So how I can improve my lifespan through like proper exercise and nutrition. Not necessarily like sexy six-pack hot body. Yeah, the body will come to you, but I think it's time to change your mindset. Like, you gotta think about what's really important, and nothing is more important than your life, and you do have to realize that if you haven't. So, well, I'm not it's not my job to preach you. I never want to do that, but it's something that what I learned, and I still work hard, I still experience things, and I try to work harder to be better me, but I hope that if you are listening to this and you are getting into it, and then you feel like you're lost, you feel like you're betrayed, and then you feel sad because now you knew all the truth, but it's okay, and you learn, and if you had to put hard work, it's all paid off, meaning you had the journey, and the journey is more important than the any of results. So let's just focus on to be happy, At the end of the day, I want to live happy life. And the happiness is only you can find because it's in you. Because you are the one who can say whether you're happy or not. Even your with body, what kind of body you want. But what we can is just work a little harder to be better you than yesterday. So I hope my episode is a little bit of inspiring you, and I am always inspired by all of you guys, and you are the reason why I'm here pushing myself. So thank you again for listening to this podcast, and if you haven't subscribed or liking or leaving comment, that will really help this channel. So also Joey is not here, my producer, but he's really good at designing. So if you need any work, and you can definitely check out his website. He created my logo and all that. So check it out. Everything is on show notes, and you can check out my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. In there, you can see all my blogs and like YouTube Minsugo, by the way. And my SNS social media, Instagram Minsugo, very simple. If you go, I will have my first ebook, The Gold Standards, is coming up soon. So I think it will be ready like early September. So it's getting slow. I'm really a little sad and a little disappointed about this process, but it'll be good. You'll get updated with my book. So let me know if you have any questions you want to hear, any concerns and any questions. You can leave a comment here or just my website or just send email, okay? Well, thank you again for being here today, and I will see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.